Well, the sun's shining and we're in my kitchen, and we've opened up this fantastic parcel that's come through from Bakery Bits. And traditionally, I always think of Bakery Bits really as just having what you need to make bread, and traditional bread like sourdough or, or normal every sort of day bread. But in actual fact, they do a whole host more, and it's perfect for this time of year because they sent in this package some seriously amazing ingredients. And I've got my friend here, Carmela, who's Italian. And Carmela, what was your reaction when you saw the orange peel, candied orange peel, and all of these beautiful bottles full of flavour from Bakery Bits?
They're just amazing, and I am taking them all home with me.
Over my dead body.
I remember growing up and actually having something very similar to the rainbow mix here, which has got kind of all the different coloured candied fruit, which is kind of the orange. It says turnip there. I mean, that's just quite incredible. You've got the green, the orange, kind of the clear colour, and the red. So.
It's very beautiful. I mean, it sounds really strange. I mean, I know we're putting in the panettone, but they're almost beautiful. Well, they're very beautiful, aren't they? They're like jewels.
They are, and they smell. I mean, the
That
smell.
perfume. It's that perfume of citrus, but that's with a sweetness to
And they
it.
just look. I mean, they'll give the panettone that lovely sweetness, but that little bite, the little bite sometimes where you can see that you've got dried fruit, but peel, I think, gives you that different kind of taste and a flavour in. And I mean, here we've got orange, we've got a diamond citron peel, which
Let's try
wow.
let I'm gonna have to I mean
Let me
it
try some of this
smells so good.
one.
I'm gonna have to try some of
I
this because
will.
some people really hate candied orange and peels, but I think if
I
you
do think
get the wrong,
quality.
is it
I
quality?
really do think quality, is, I mean, that's just.
That sings.
It's just got such a
That,
fabulous texture.
oh, it's a taste. That candied citron peel has got the most exquisite perfume to it. It's.
It looks stunning as well. They look like little diamonds.
I haven't seen, in all seriousness, I haven't seen candied orange and candied peel. I'm gonna have some more of that, sorry. As nice as this, and it hasn't got that bitterness to it.
No.
I think that's what I was. It hasn't got that nasty bitter taste to it.
But
It
it's still
tastes
quite
sweet.
soft. It's still quite soft. It's not a hard piece of, because sometimes you'll bite into, traditional Christmas cake and bite into a piece of peel and go, actually, I hope that was peel. Sometimes it can be quite hard, but these have got that texture where they are, still quite firm, but
Ooh, melon and green lemon. Let's have a look at this one.
Wow.
Oh,
That's just really.
that's like summer in a pot. I mean, I
That
know
is.
it's an Italian bread and it's capturing that. I mean, we're cold and wintering kind of wet at winter, but this is almost capturing, a real summer wallop in that pot.
I mean, a variety of peels, like we've got here, the citron and the spring and the orange, the rainbow, I think, one of my favourites, I have to say, in a panettone. It was just some chopped up cranberries and maybe a few currants. It can be any combination, and these will really lift. It doesn't have to be a panettone, it can be any sweet bread.
I've got here this I their flavorings, and it says Fiore di Sicilia, and if flavor, I mean, like a highly fragrant blend of essential citrus oils.
Wow.
Which one have you
Well,
opened?
this one here is the aroma of panettone, which is a traditional blend of essential citrus oils for panettone.
You're
And
getting so
actually, I
excited you can't say
am.
it there.
If you actually smell this encapsulates Christmas for me, a family Christmas.
Do you know what? I could almost dab that behind my ears.
Yeah, you do know what? It actually does smell that good. It's very different. It's not commercial. It's woody. It's fresh. It's fragrant. It makes you want to sit in front of an open fire. It's warming. It's just delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
Are you surprised by these ingredients? Because I mean, you're being Italian. I mean, are you surprised? Are you surprised by them?
Do you know, I really am. I mean, peel is very big in Italy, and we use it in panaforte, we use it in panettone, we use it in lots of We make a chocolate salami where we would encapsulate a peel in with a chocolate salami as well. So peel is you know, it's very popular and we have good quality in Italy. But I have never, ever seen essential oils that we're able to use in baking that gives you that added dimension of fragrance, really. I mean, this one here is just stunning, the panettone. And here, arancio extract from Calabria. I mean, this is right down south in Italy. And this is orange. Intense, sweet orange essence. I mean, I think I might... Vanessa.
Do you know, it's? I always think when I'm recording and I'm chatting one of these, if you could actually...
If
you can transfer the scent into sort of through your ears somehow, all I can say is that is just reminiscence of sitting in the Mediterranean. Absolutely. And under an orange tree. It's absolutely.
And it says here that you can use in cakes, custards, ice creams. It's a sweet orange flavour and aroma. You don't actually need, I mean, a bottle this size would last you probably, you know, the remainder of the year.
So I could use that, for example. I'd quite like to use that in my mince pie mixture.
That'd be fabulous, wouldn't it? It'd lift it along with maybe a little bit of zest of fresh orange, and then just a tiny half a teaspoon.
Oh, and I made the most fantastic Christmas pudding ice cream that I made last year, and I think that would go really well in an Italian gelato Christmas pudding ice cream.
Absolutely delicious.
Or in macaroons, if we make Christmas pudding macaroons.
Lovely. And in amaretto cake, amaretto and orange are just delicious. I mean, you can actually replace this instead of using an amaretto or an orange liqueur. So taking out the alcohol side of it, it'll make it a lot cheaper as well.
Just thinking, do you know, even if you put that in just an ordinary Victoria sandwich cake at this time of year, if you're going into the winter months, going through October, November, even sort of into early January, February, when it's cold and miserable, that orange, but it's not just orange, is there anything else? Is there mandarin in there?
Panettone, and then here, this one here is lemon, this one here is bitter almonds. I mean, almond would work. Wow. Now, what does that remind me of? Almonds we use in our cooking.
That is just like taking the equivalent of a big slug of amaretto.
That really is.
It's knockout, isn't it?
It's just stunning. I mean, that even in a little bit of cream in between a very plain sponge would just go, wow.
It's those top notes that really lift it over.
And some tiramisu, you know, to flavour up a mascarpone cheese. There are so many, I think, different ways that you'd be able to use it.
I'm absolutely...
they are fabulous.
I don't know where to start with these. Well, we do know where to start because we've got two large bowls here in the kitchen. Because before we started recording, we've got two large bowls of panettone recipes. And Carmelo and I have we've been experimenting, mixing up lots of other people's recipes and then coming up with our own. We've got two completely different ones here. I've got a chocolate one. And we've got a plain one here. It's not really going to be plain anymore, is it?
It won't be, no. I think I'm not sure which one to go for, actually. I think I might use some of the panettone essence and without a doubt some of the rainbow mix and maybe some chopped up cranberries just to give it that added texture. So mine's going to be a colourful...
Now, okay, so you're having those ones. So I am going to use the one with the...
one I think you like.
Is the amaretto one. Yeah. Is the arancio extra Calabria. So that's going to be an amaretto with my chocolate. And I think I'm going to have to use that with the citrus peel. So it's sort of got limes in there. Yeah. So chocolate, lime and amaretto. Yeah, I think that'll blend really well.
Can we get them in the oven, please?
For these to prove. I think what I really like is, and I've got to say this, I've got some really beautiful traditional panettone tins here. Carmela, we're going to have to butter these really well. But they look fab, don't they? They're star-shaped.
They're fabulous. Three different sizes. So these would need to just be buttered really well and then just a light coating of flour don't stick.
If I turn them upside down, part of the joy of a panettone is that shape, isn't it?
It's the shape. I think the shape encapsulates panettone. I mean, generally they do tend to be round and you get the high quality end ones that are fluted and that have kind of external decorations on them. and they'd look fabulous. I mean, here you could make your panettone in one of these star-shaped tins. Once it's out, then you could kind of decorate the top just with some glazed almonds and what have you to really kind of zoop them up as well.
Now, the thing that you've got really excited about... opening the bag with these. They are these amazing panettone. I think you bake them in, and you've got the little ones there, you bake them in these, they're almost like giant cupcake holders. What do you think?
Much more beautiful. Well, traditionally, these are what panettone come in. So when you open the box, you'll always find that they're sitting in kind of a paper, I suppose, cylinder with quite a firm base. But I never realised that we can actually bake them directly into these, which...
They are quite firm, aren't they? They're very upright, and they're very beautifully patterned with a gold fleck pattern on the outside with a ribbed bottom. And they look like...
They're quite solid, aren't they?
They are. I can't wait to get one of these mixtures in there.
And there's lots of different sizes. So I think there's 5 different sizes in total, which just really makes that you can make a recipe and then separate it into maybe 3 of the smaller ones, and perfect for gifts. I mean, you could make these...
I'm thinking... this is a sort of thing that you can make relatively inexpensively for the teachers at school, for example,
or for
colleagues at work if you had to go in the office.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's quite an unusual gift, isn't it?
It is, but I love receiving panettone and I love giving panettone at Christmas. It's something very traditional that you do across Italy. And, you know, it's without a doubt that I will definitely be making my own different versions of panettone and lots of different flavours, because I think that's the great thing with it. Once you have a basic recipe, you're able to change it. So I might use the orange amaretto, you know, the amaretto, I might use the lemon. You know, you can really blend and change them to suit your palate, really, and who you're giving your gift to. So
we've got this recipe. Relatively, I'm just thinking, it's not difficult to make panettone. It's quite straightforward, isn't it?
It's a basic bread. I mean, Vanessa, you're the... you know, you're the one with a no on the bread, I have to say, but it's a basic kind of bread recipe, and then you can just add in, obviously, all the ingredients and kind of added flavours that you want to give you that sweet, you know, that kind of sweet sweet flavour, really.
I love the fact that it's an authentic recipe, and I love the fact that, I mean, you can buy panettone, but nothing tastes quite as good as a homemade one, does it?
No, I mean, panettone are lovely that are bought. You always tend to find they're slightly drier, though, than something, obviously, that you make yourself that's, you know, a couple of days old. So, yeah, without a doubt.
So, well, I have to say that I'm totally impressed with everything here that's been sent over by Bakery Bits. We're going to carry on now. If these have got to prove for a little bit longer. And I can't recommend it highly enough to go to, I think it's www.bakerybits.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Thank you.